And in North Carolina, welcome to the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I have an upstairs and a downstairs basement that's about almost the full length of the house, but it's about 60 feet. And throughout the house, when you make certain steps, it just squeaks like there might be settling. I'm not really sure what's going on.
And what kind of floor covering do you have on that first floor?
There's part linoleum and part carpet.
Okay. The carpet's a little bit easier to straighten out than the linoleum, but here's the reason you have squeaks. How old is the house?
20 years.
Okay, and that's perfect timing for this. When your house was built, you probably have a plywood subfloor. The plywood subfloor would have been nailed in place with a type of nail that is known in the business as a cooler. It's a 7-penny common nail. It's called a cooler because it's rosin coated with like glue. And as the theory goes that as you drive the nails through the plywood into the floor joists, the glue melts because of the friction and then helps the nail stick in place. Unfortunately, what happens is it doesn't stick in place, but because it's rosin coated, whenever the boards get loose, they make a terrible noise because of the friction. Mm-hmm. So you'll get noises as the nails pull in and out of the wood. You also get noises as the tongue and groove of the plywood subfloor rub together. No matter where the noise is, though, it's always fixed the same way, and that's by securing the subfloor to the floor joists better. Now, if you have carpet and it really, really bothers you, the best way to do this is to pull the carpet up and then screw the floor down with case-hardened screws. It's a very easy thing to do once the carpet is pulled up because these screws can be put in with a power drill and a power driver and zip, 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 you know, about every 24 inches.
Mm-hmm. That's if you're wanting to pull up the carpet.
Yeah, that floor will never, ever move again. Now, if you don't want to pull the carpet up, I'll give you a little trick of the trade. You can take a number 10 galvanized finish nail, and you can find the floor joist below the carpet by using
a stud finder,
electronic stud finder. And you can drive the nail through the carpet, through the subfloor, into the floor joist. And as you do that, the carpet will sort of look like it's nailed down. But then you grab the nap of the carpet and pull it back up through the tiny head of the finish nail, and you don't see it again. Now, that will work, but not as well as screwing it down. They wouldn't do it on the entire house. They would do it in a couple of spots. But that's the way that you deal with this. You got to secure the subfloor down. Now, in the places where you have the linoleum, the easiest thing to do there might be to work this from the basement and see if there are gaps between the subfloor and the top of the floor joist. In those cases, I would take a block of 2x4 material and I would use construction adhesive and I would glue it to the bottom of the subfloor and the side of the floor joist, and I would screw those blocks in place in the area where the noise is, and that will tighten that up and hopefully take the sound away, because you can't work on that from the top, obviously.
Oh, okay. So
that's all there is to it.
Sounds like a big project, though.
Well, you got loose floors. And listen, if you're ever going to replace that carpet, that's the time to do this. If you're ever going to pull the carpet up and get new carpet down, I would screw all the subfloor down, the whole house at that time, and you'll never have a squeak again.
Well, we have been thinking about hardwood floors. This would be a good time.
It would be a perfect time. And believe me, the squeaks will happen right through the hardwood floor, so make sure you pull that carpet up. You get all that subfloor screwed down nice and tight before you put the hardwood down, Ann.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Hopefully it's a little quieter now in North Carolina at Ann's house.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.